Agriculture Today is back now. Once more, we're taking this occasion on today's broadcast to dig deeper into the just-released summary of net farm income for 2016 in Kansas, put together by the Kansas Farm Management Association at K-State. You heard from the association's Kevin Herbel earlier about the basic statewide trends that are shown in this report, as net farm income averaged in Kansas just over $43,000 in 16. Now we'll go point by point around these six areas of Kansas that make up the association services and talk with the economists serving those areas about how net farm income actually fared at the more local level, if you will. And we'll start with Northeast Kansas, where Craig Althauser is the extension economist. Craig, as we look at the number, $48,197 was the net farm income figure for your area. As you consider that, what does that really show and indicate about the farming fortunes in your area?
Well, certainly a good improvement over the depths that we saw in 2015. We had a bit better year in our livestock enterprises in Northeast Kansas. But what really drove that to a more positive number than the prior year was good yields, good crop yields, and we had the bushels. Even though we didn't necessarily have the price, we did have the bushels.
As far as managing costs, and Kevin played this up pretty heavily, that was part and parcel of a sound number in your area as well?
Yes, we saw that as well, and it is important to point that out. Even though these may sound like small decreases percentage-wise in cost per acre, machinery investment per acre, it's important to note that those costs had been trending upward. So this is a change we're seeing and witnessing. The farmers and ranchers we're working with are making a conscious decision here to really watch these costs. So a small decrease, yes, in these costs per unit, but importantly, the reverse direction.
As your producers stand now in their equity, their solvency, you feel fairly decent about your producer's state of affairs in Northeast Kansas, Craig?
Currently, yes. That's a really good question and important to note that the balance sheets still look very good after a couple of challenging years. While we're not making improvements on those balance sheets, we're certainly treading water. And that, I think that's a key to all of this economic environment we're in right now, is how long is this environment going to persist, and how long can we continue to hold these balance sheets together? But it looks okay right now.
Very good. Craig, let's turn to your colleague on the opposite spectrum of the state as far as geography is concerned, Southwest Kansas. Sandy Myers is the extension economist in that area. And Sandy, you noted that Southwest Kansas net farm income in 2016, $39,000, which is a pretty respectable number, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. We're pretty pleased with that. Last year, our area's net farm income was $37,000. And so we've stayed pretty even between last year and this year. Our family living has stayed the same also. So I think all of our producers have kind of listened to us and took our warnings back in 2014. That things were not going to be very easy, and they've adjusted accordingly. Their costs for crop production, livestock production, are actually down some, but the one thing that I think saved our area's income last year is the extremely high yields that we got. Our dryland wheat actually doubled from 15 to 16. We went from 34 bushels up to 65. Our irrigated wheat is only 66, so it really didn't pay to irrigate your wheat last year. The other thing that really saved us was the government payments. When we had our producers sign up for the 2014 Farm Bill, a lot of ours went PLC for their wheat and Milo.
As opposed to some other parts of the state, which went with the ARC option.
Correct. And just last year, our government payments on average per farm was $45,000.
Wow.
We did have a slight increase in our debt-to-asset ratio. We've been running real steady at 14, 15, 16%, and we're up to 18. Our main thing is we had $40,000 jump in operating loans this year. I have some farmers that have never done an operating loan. I have some farmers that haven't had an operating loan in 40 years, and this year they got one because it was that tight on their cash flow. The liquidity is down also, which can be a kind of a warning sign, and that's one thing that we're going to be telling our producers when we go out for our spring visits. this is your warning. Don't let it get any worse. You need to know what's coming.
Sandy, let's turn to your colleague who's directly to the north of your area, northwest Kansas, Mark Wood. Mark, one of the things that Kevin noted was that your irrigators took it pretty much on the chin in large part in 2016. The net farm income for the Northwest was all of $389 on average, which isn't the greatest.
No, it's not sufficient to accomplish anything. It is an improvement from the prior year that was $2,900 negative. Mm-hmm. Our farm type discussion that we take with our members will divide the farms out by their labor activities into the general categories of non-irrigated, irrigated crop cow herds. Those tell a different story because, as you indicated, the irrigated farm type did the poorest. At 60% of their labor allocated to irrigated crops or more, they lost $36,000. And they have always been our highest profitable farm type, or highest net farm income farm type historically. The crop cow herds lost $25,000. We developed a new farm type this year, which is a hybrid between dry land and irrigated, where the labor intensity of the irrigated activities is between 20 and 60%. That farm type had a net farm income of $91,000. So they did a lot better. The thing to remember is it works out, our largest farms tend to fall in this farm type, and they're more diversified. They have irrigated acreage, so they have a consistent production, so they do more marketing typically, and then they have the dry land to spread their machinery costs over, so they're reasonably efficient farms. The non-irrigated farms that had less than 20% of their activities included in irrigation, so they're pretty much dry, they netted about $9,500. So it's a real patchwork quilt on which farm type did the best. The other thing I wanted to point out is there's a range difference. Our top 25% farms averaged $180,000, but our bottom 25% farms lost $189,000. So there's producers out there that had a decent year and are going to continue to expand or buy some equipment and grow. There's other people that have already restructured their debt once. They're going in for the second round this year. So we will see a lot of financial stress start to develop among those producers that have consistently been in that lower income quartile.
And Mark, as you see it, the difference between those quartiles, is it a product of cost management, debt management, anything that you can pin down?
In our association, Northwest, on average, our expenses went up just a tad, like 3% increase. So we're not doing as good a job at being serious about cost control. That's probably a culprit with the irrigated farms.
Well, as we turn to your colleague from South Central Kansas, the best you can say here, Brian Manny, is that the improvement was noted in 2016 over 15, but unfortunately, both years were in the red as far as average net farm income for your producers.
That would be correct, Eric. As we always look at South Central Kansas, our 11 counties, what wheat does is kind of what the average in South Central Kansas does. Last year in 2016, our net farm income ranged from the top county of $78,000 to a negative $64,000 to the other county. The eastern counties in our association, those four counties had a net farm income of average around $53,000. Those counties, more soybeans, and as we go around the table, we'll see that eastern Kansas, the soybeans were probably the big winner last year with the yield and the prices. Looking at the financial side in our farms, again, like always, we have farms that are struggling financially and other farms that are strong, like Mark said, in northwest Kansas. Working capital, of course, has decreased, and with liquidity going down, current assets minus current liabilities. Not as much as I thought, but again, like Mark said, I think we've had some restructure of some of our operating loans going into midterm and long-term notes from that standpoint. In South Central last year, we could say bigger is not always better because if we look at the acres, the farms that were over 2,400 acres, their expense to gross $100 was $104. So bigger isn't better every year. The high 25% had a net farm income of $156,000, and our low 25% farms from the net income approach had a minus $164,000. So again, as Mark had mentioned, every year we have farms that make money and farms that don't make money. So we'll have to see how 2017 pans out for everybody.
Once again, all, we have to take a break. When we return, we'll resume our roundtable discussion of the numbers from the newly released Kansas Farm Management Association Net Farm Income Summary for 2016, and featuring the K-State agricultural economists who lead the association. You're tuned in to the K-State Radio Network. This is Agriculture Today.